Welcome to Journal Club for March 10th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Dix. Most computers have a pretty good poker face. As a rule, you can't generally look at a computer and tell what it's thinking, what it's processing, what kind of information it's storing. We tend to think of them as self-contained systems, little boxes with rich inner lives and fully opaque exteriors. But what if that wasn't the case? What if a computer had a tell? What if, over the course of it doing its usual business, the computer was revealing something on the outside that betrayed what was going on the inside? No, I'm not referring to a blinking light or any kind of deliberate signal. This tell is accidental, inadvertent, and unfortunately very hard for the computer to hide. That's what's being explored in this paper. The authors are trying to prove that you can actually steal the encryption keys right off of a microcontroller just by looking at what that computer is doing on the outside, consuming energy. You see, the authors are arguing that every operation that the computer performs and every bit that it processes consumes a slightly different amount of energy. So if you get close enough to the computer to measure the electricity passing through its power supply, you're able to perform what's called a power trace. And that trace, if run over and over and over again, will eventually yield patterns. And if you apply deep learning to those patterns, you can reveal the keys that the computer was using while you were monitoring it. Now, that might all sound nonsensical to you, so let me back up. We're going to start by exploring this attack method called power analysis and the larger family of vectors called side channel attacks at a high level. We'll talk about how these things work and the different types of attacks that came before. Then we'll turn to this one and talk about how and why it's different, what the authors were able to prove, how it differs from the attacks of the past, and what we can do about it. Let's jump in. Side channel attacks exploit unintended information leakage from a system's physical operations. These leaks can emerge in different forms, such as timing variations, electromagnetic emissions, and even acoustic signals. One of the most effective and well-documented forms of side channel attacks is power analysis, which observes fluctuations in a device's power consumption as it processes cryptographic operations. Every computational step, from simple arithmetic to complex encryption functions, requires electrical energy, and the precise way that energy is used can reveal patterns about the underlying operations. Power analysis attacks take advantage of these patterns to infer secret information, such as cryptographic keys, without needing to directly access the encrypted data. Traditional power analysis techniques include simple power analysis, that's SPA, and differential power analysis, that's DPA. SPA involves directly interpreting variations in power consumption to recognize computational steps. This can be effective in poorly implemented cryptographic systems, but is often too crude for more sophisticated targets. DPA, on the other hand, uses statistical techniques to compare multiple power traces collected from different encryption operations. By looking at the differences and commonalities among these traces, an attacker can deduce key dependent properties of the encryption process, eventually recovering the secret key itself. This group of techniques has been used successfully against a variety of cryptographic implementations. That being said, they do generally require expert knowledge to identify the points in the power trace that reveal useful information. Deep learning takes all of this to another level. It removes many of the limitations that constrained earlier methods. Instead of relying on human intuition and statistical models, deep learning allows attackers to automate the process of identifying key dependent features. You might be used to seeing convolutional neural networks, that's CNNs, used as computer vision models. Their ability to detect patterns in structured data, like images, makes them really good at this particular task as well. When applied to power analysis, CNNs can learn to recognize the subtle correlations between power consumption and the encryption key without requiring an attacker to manually select relevant features. This fundamentally changes the attack landscape by making power analysis more effective in real-world conditions where noise and other environmental factors can make traditional approaches unreliable. The authors of this study demonstrated that by training a CNN on a dataset of power traces, they could extract the secret key with far fewer traces than conventional techniques. This represents a major improvement because the fewer power traces an attacker needs, the faster and less conspicuous the attack becomes. So how would the attack work? To execute it, the bad actor must first obtain training data that links power consumption patterns to known encryption keys. Not the keys they're trying to steal, just any known keys. This process is known as the profiling phase. The attacker sets up an identical microcontroller to the one they wish to attack. Then they run encryption operations repeatedly on this controlled device using known keys while recording the corresponding power consumption traces. These traces are collected using a high-precision oscilloscope, which samples power variations at high frequency, capturing the fluctuations that occur during each computational step. The dataset collected, which includes both power traces and their associated encryption keys, serves as the training data for a deep learning model. A CNN is then trained to recognize the relationships between power fluctuations and the key bytes used during encryption. The network learns to automatically extract meaningful features from the traces. Once the model achieves high accuracy, it's ready to be used against an actual target. In the attack phase, the adversary captures power traces from the real target device while that device performs encryption with an unknown key. These traces are then fed into the trained CNN, which analyzes them and predicts the key based on what it learned during the profiling phase. Since microcontrollers executing the same cryptographic operation in the same way exhibit similar power consumption patterns, the trained model is able to generalize its knowledge from the profiling device to the actual target, successfully recovering the secret key. This approach represents a substantial improvement over traditional power analysis methods. One, it dramatically reduces the number of traces required to extract an encryption key. Conventional power analysis often needs thousands of traces to establish strong statistical correlations, whereas the CNN-based method in this study successfully extracted AES-128 keys using only 1,100 traces. This makes the attack significantly more efficient and feasible in scenarios where the adversary has limited access to the target device. Two, it is more robust against countermeasures designed to introduce noise or obfuscate power consumption patterns. Traditional methods struggle with misaligned traces or variations caused by environmental factors, but CNNs can learn to recognize key-dependent features even when such noise is present. 3. Automation. Classical power analysis techniques require substantial manual effort to select and process relevant data, whereas deep learning automates feature extraction, making attacks easier to conduct and more accessible to non-experts. Despite its advantages, this attack method does have limitations. One of the biggest challenges is the need for a large amount of training data to develop an effective model. Collecting thousands of labeled power traces from a controlled device requires both time and specialized equipment. Additionally, the success of the attack depends on the similarity between the profiling device used for training and the actual target. If the target device has slight hardware differences, operates at a different voltage, or has been equipped with countermeasures, the trained model's accuracy will, in all likelihood, decrease. Another limitation is that the deep learning models, while powerful, are not infallible. They can overfit to the training data, meaning they perform well on familiar traces, but fail to generalize effectively to unseen conditions. While this technique reduces the number of traces needed, the attacker still requires direct physical access to measure power consumption. As an attacker, you still need to get close enough to the physical device to use your oscilloscope. As potential victims of this kind of attack, what can we do about it? Well, there are several potential countermeasures. One, you can introduce random noise into power consumption patterns, making it harder for an attacker to find meaningful correlations. Though, as I mentioned earlier, this deep learning method is particularly well suited to work around that technique. Two, you can use masking techniques, which randomize intermediate values in the encryption process to prevent predictable power leakage. And three, some hardware implementations also employ power balancing methods, ensuring that all computational steps consume a nearly identical amount of energy, regardless of the data being processed. All that being said, as the sophistication of this attack continues to evolve, our defensive countermeasures will need to do the same. If you're interested in diving deeper, the paper provides many more details, including the precise architecture of the CNN, the methodology used to collect and process the power traces, and a thorough comparison of current and previous attack methods. If that sounds interesting to you, make sure to download the PDF. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.